Hello, thank you for calling.
Hi, is this Josh?
Yep, Josh speaking.
Hi, Josh. It's Catherine Valeroy.
Hey, Catherine, how are you doing?
I'm a little frustrated. I made changes and none of them saved. And there's quite a few things that your editorial staff should have picked up
Well,
that
I'm really
shouldn't have
sorry
been
for
my
the issues.
editing. I'm going through it again. I want to go through it with you, and I want you to make the changes because it's not interfacing with my software.
Oh, no worries at all. I'm here and I'll have this catered. Just give me one brief minute. Let me open up all your files and I'll have those changes incorporated.
Terrific. Thank you.
You're most welcome. And how's your weekend going so far? Your week?
It'll be going great if we can get this done.
I am here and I'll make sure that we have it sorted over this call. So I will take care of this. At any point, if in case you face any sort of such issues, you can always reach out to me and I'd be more than happy to have this sorted right away for you.
Well, what I did was I called three times today and it played your darn music and no one answered the phone, and then someone answered the phone, laughed and hung up. So I've been trying to get a hold of you since about 11 o'clock my time. So
I
I've
really
spent
do
the past
apologize.
3 hours doing changes and I have tried to call, but to no avail. So your system is breaking down from my perspective.
I really do apologize. I personally will be checking on this and further digging down on what went wrong and where was the call attended and why was that hung up. So I personally will be, after this call, I am going to check on what went wrong and why the system wasn't allowing to proceed forward. And more than that, I will be, in case any of such concerns, you can drop a message on the portal as well and I'll give you a call from my end right away.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well,
And
as
I
long
have
as
Yep, go ahead.
okay, you've got the file? You've
Yep,
got the
I have
file
it.
up?
Yep, it's up.
Okay. Now, of course, it's frozen on my end, so hopefully,
Sure,
hold
I'm
on.
here.
For whatever reason, my software does not interface with your product because I constantly get it freezes.
Oh, at times, because of the file size as well, at times the file may crash as well. And that could be one of the reasons because we do face such issues as well at times. The file may be taking time to load, and that's the time where it gets crashed
Because
as well.
it says it's capability mode, Word not responding is what I get all the time.
Oh, it could be due to Word may not be updated as well. So it could be possible that your Word may require an update. So that could be one of the reasons as well. But not to worry,
Okay.
I'll have them incorporated right away.
Okay. So, hold on. This is gonna take a hot second, so
Sure. Take your time.
bear with me, Josh.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, under, well, hold on, not responding again. Okay, so if you go to the introduction, is Better Look the very first? It says introduction and then it says Better Look. Is that italicized and bolded?
Just give me one second. Just give me one second. Let me enable the editing as well so that I can make the changes right away while we're moving forward. All right?
Sure, because now I'm seeing, hold on, this file is saving. Let me send you the file that I'm working off of because now it's not responding again. But it did save the changes.
Oh, if it did, then can you try sharing
Well, but
that
I don't
with
know
me?
whether it's the one that you got. I don't know whether it's the one that you got.
Okay.
It's 5/19/23, Catherine Valeroy, final draft.
It's 4/21. Catherine Valeroy
No.
final draft. Because the one that you saved right now, that would be the one showing 5/19. So probably the file
Okay,
did cut off.
are you on the 5/19 one?
No, I'm on 4/21 because I don't have any recent file that you sent. So just can you confirm if you shared a file recently with me?
Okay, so hold on. Let me close out of this and send it to you. But for some reason, I've sent it to you twice, and it's sending you the 421 file, not even the 5.4 file.
Oh, okay. Can you just send it over to me so that I can check if that file had changes made?
Okay, hold on. My computer is frozen again, so hold on for a second.
Sure, no worries.
Okay. Is your address applicationeuteamwork.com?
Yep, it's euteamwork.com.
Okay. So you're in the European Union.
It's basically the portal that we use. So there are different softwares and different companies that create such sort of softwares. So we opted the best one out.
Okay. Just curious where you are. Okay, so subject is, let's see, final draft. Okay, let me see if I can get the right file to you.
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to send this. Again, it's application@euteamwork.com.
You can try creativedesignagency.eu.teamwork.com.
Okay, hold on. Let me...
Let me send you a message on Teamwork so that once you... get the notification on your email, you can click on that and it will open up your
thank you.
You're welcome. I've just sent you a message, and you might get an indication on your email as well.
Okay. Probably take a little moment to open.
Sure.
So.
Sure, that's completely fine.
Okay, good. So now I will reply. Insert file. Okay, I'm going to send this back. Okay, I've just sent it back. Hopefully you'll get it and you'll open it up and find changes.
Sure, let me open the file.
Okay.
Okay, I've got the files. Just give me a minute. Let me download them and open up.
Does it say 519 on it?
Yep, it says 519.
Oh, good. And I'll open it up too and just make sure. Make sure the changes went through.
Okay, let me have it. It's downloaded. Let me open it.
The dedication is fine. The table of contents is good. You're going to have to do some sprucing up of it because I made some changes, but I don't have the same software that you have. So when you typeset it, it'll be okay. So the first change that you should see is under introduction.
Yes. The better look is bold.
Which is, yes. And then better look is bold in the second paragraph.
Yep.
And better look is bold in the third paragraph.
Yep, I see that.
And journeys was misspelled before. It's spelled E-Y-S, not I-E-S.
Yep, I got that. I see that.
Okay. Then I didn't really go through the poetry again because I think that's looking really pretty good. When I get the galley, I'll look at that more carefully.
Okay, sounds good.
So hold on. I'm just going, if you go to, parting thoughts.
Okay, let me navigate over there.
Which is almost to the end before the journal.
Yep, I'm there.
Okay, I took out, you don't, the sentence should read, you don't have to be a poet. I took out per se.
Okay.
So a poet per se, it's, so on my copy, it's taken out. Per se was taken out. So that's good. And then I took out the last sentence. So the last sentence should read, use your words, for they are magical, transformative, and empowering.
Okay, I see that.
That's the last sentence. Is that your last sentence?
Yep, it's here.
Okay, good, because I took out a whole sentence from it. So Josh, this looks pretty good. I have a couple of people that are also looking at it from my end of things. Is the next step a galley?
Uh-huh.
It is?
So the next step, what I'm going to do is regarding this, I will be sharing this. And I just need one more thing from your end. Would you be reviewing the poems as well and then share your feedback, or you have?
I kind of have already. I can do that. It's just the software is so cumbersome that it takes hours to go through this book and edit it.
Oh, okay. So what I'm going to do is let me share a PDF file with you that opens up more easily. So what I'm going to do is I will share this feedback with my team, the changes that you have made. And once they have shared the changes with me, and more than that, I am going to be telling them to check on these minor grammatical changes as well. For example, just like you highlighted, journeys and journeys, I'm just going to tell them to proofread them once again in case there's any such thing as well. And then I'm going to be sharing a final file in the PDF format as well. So in the PDF format, that is more easy for you and it doesn't crash either. So in that case, you can review your whole book. And in case you would like to make any notes, you can just open a separate notepad, write it down. For example, you could just mention that page 38, line number 4 needs correction, and you can share those with me. So that would work for us as well.
That would work a lot better, I would think. Just so you know, I'm really kind of discouraged about the editing because the editing changed things in the poetry that I had to change back. They should not have changed. There were grammatical problems with the editing. I mean, journeys should have been picked up on spell check a long time ago on your end.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're completely right. And just because of this one thing, I am just scheduling my meeting with the writing team right now so that I can have them on board and make sure that these minute mistakes are not repeated again. So I personally will be sitting with them in an hour. I have just scheduled my meeting while we're on the call. I've shared them the invite. And once I sit with them, I will be making sure that these things, they're not repeated again.
Okay, because... You know, and the other thing is, it's the typeface for the book name should have been set. You know, I mean, the book appeared in italics. It appeared in italics and quotation marks sometimes. It appeared in bold italics. That should have been standardized. I shouldn't have had to standardize that. That's an editing issue.
Yes, let me explain that as well. Regarding the formatting, the final file that we share, the client only has to review the content. So regarding the formatting and the bold and italic font, that is something that we cover in the next phase. For example, in the final file, we work on the content only. So now since you have highlighted what the content changes are, I am going to share it with my team and tell them to share a formatted file with me where they have made the word changes and the word fonts and everything in a corrected manner. So as soon as I share this feedback and sit with them, the file that I'm going to be sharing with you will be standardized with correct grammatical errors and no grammatical errors, and also taking care of the font size and the font style as well.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm very reticent to have them edit the poetry because they don't do a good job.
I really do apologize. I will be having their senior writer on board as well, and we'll be discussing this further with them with what the concern is and what went wrong. Even if they have a different point of view, I would want them to be on the same page and have these things catered. So if you leave it that to me, I will personally take care of this and make sure that these things, the next draw that I'm sharing, you would be sharing a very positive feedback with me.
Terrific. Thank you.
You're most welcome. And at any point, Catherine, you would want me to call, you can always drop me a message on the portal as well. And as soon as I'm done with the meeting, I'll give you a call right away on the same day.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
You're most welcome. Catherine, would there be anything else that I can help from my end?
No, just tell me what the timeline is.
I will be sharing the feedback with them today after a meeting as well, and usually they take around like 3 to 4 business days to work on the draft. But once I will be in the meeting as well, and obviously I will be expediting this process, I'll try to make sure that this gets shared way before that. So the time frame usually is for 4 business days, but I'll try to have that ASAP.
Okay, great. And how far away are we from getting a galley?
Could you come again, please?
How far away are we from getting a galley proof?
Once the book is finalized, we can go ahead and proceed ahead with that as well. So once I have the final files and I have discussed with my team, I'm going to share the timeline of that as well with you.
Right. Now, I don't want the galley proof to be a hard copy. I want it to be a soft copy because I'm not paying for those.
Sure. I will be just checking on this and everything on this from my team, and we'll surely be reverting back to you on this, and we'll share all the details regarding the galley.
Okay, because I don't want to use up my 100 hard copies with
a
galley.
Sure thing. I personally will be looking into this, and whatever the time frame is and whatever the next roadmap is, I personally am going to be sharing that with you.
Okay. Now, am I paid up for everything? Because they called me and needed another $400, which was really a surprise to me that wasn't covered in my package.
Oh,
why was the copyright not covered in my package?
To be very honest, I have no idea on that. I would need to check on with the finance team on why this was the case and who called you up. So just allow me a day before the day end today. I'm going to check with my team, and I'm going to ask them regarding the charges that were made. All right?
Okay. And I would like an itemized bill for that, please.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to check with my team as well with regarding the charges that were made, and we'll share the invoice with you as well.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, Catherine. Would there be anything else I can help?
Nope.
Thank you so very much, Catherine. Hope you have a wonderful weekend ahead.
Now, what's the name of this company again? I always get it wrong.
No worries at all. It's many of the clients that get it this way. So that's completely fine. It's Penguin Book Writers.
And this is not affiliated with Penguin Books, is it?
No, we're different. Penguin Book Writers. It's a separate entity.
Okay, that's what I thought. Oh, darn. Oh, well. Thank you very much, Josh.
You
have
so
a good day.
You as well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.